Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We got Barbara Friedberg here. Barbara's a new friend and author of How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery. Speaking of the lottery, looks like they got the winners, Barbara.
For the big
$1.6 billion lottery. Three winners, apparently. So that's another story. We'll have to talk about that in the last segment. But she's an author of another book, too, right, Barbara?
Sure. For you listeners out there who are interested in investing, I've got Invest and Beat the Pros. Create and manage a successful investment portfolio.
And those are available on Amazon?
Of course.
Yeah, so check that out. She has been teaching MBA students and undergraduates at two universities about corporate finance, and so she's got the credentials, folks. And we're talking about investing these days. What advice do you have for folks today in investing when at a time, Barbara, when between the institutions and the quants, you know, the flash traders, between those two folks and then the corporations themselves trying to, you know, to game the system into their advantage, which I don't blame them for that, how does a little guy have any hope of being successful in the stock market?
Well, you're not going to beat them. You're not going to be able to out-trade them or make an individual stock pick that's smarter and quicker than the pros.
Because they're making a million trades in a millisecond, aren't they?
Yeah, you're not going to be able to do that. So don't even try. There's another way that's so simple and so easy. Just set yourself up with some basic passive index funds.
All right, hang on. Let us get a minute to get our pencils so we can write this down. All right, go ahead now.
Okay, so go to Vanguard. Look at a passive index fund that copies the total market or that copies the world market. All you have to do is Google index fund and buy a few of those every month, every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, don't buy in and out. Don't sell now and freak out because the markets are going down. Just keep buying over time, and as long as the U.S. and global markets don't go to hell in a handbag
mm-hmm.
today or tomorrow, you're going to be fine. Over the last, since 2006, the Standard & Poor's Index has gained over 9% annualized
mm-hmm.
per year,
mm-hmm.
and that includes the 36% drop in 2008.
Mm-hmm. What kind of load does index funds have?
Well, this is the beauty of it. For your listeners who don't know what a load is, it means a commission.
Mm-hmm.
There is generally no commission, and the thing that makes index funds so beautiful is that their fees are very, very low.
Mm-hmm.
So you can expect to pay, really, say 0.1%.
Really?
On your purchase
yeah.
of an index fund. In comparison,
and you're not going to have to pay a trade commission?
In many cases, no.
Yeah, okay.
It depends where you buy
uh-huh.
the fund. And
how many different funds are there?
Oh my gosh, there are hundreds.
Yeah,
but
aren't they aligned in certain ways? I mean, some of them have horizons for your investment horizon. Aren't some of them in industries and somebody international, more national? What do you think? Is that?
Absolutely. You can slice and dice them in many different
yeah.
ways. But I suggest keeping your life simple and your investing simple.
Mm-hmm.
Invest in a total U.S. stock market index fund. You
right.
can get them at Schwab or Vanguard or Fidelity,
mm-hmm.
plain vanilla, And if you want to get some international exposure, invest in a total world stock index fund.
Mm-hmm.
And don't, you know, don't get fancy. Just keep it simple. Get a couple of mutual funds, maybe a bond fund, an index bond fund. And what these are slices of the entire market.
Mm-hmm.
So when one company goes up or down, it's just
so when, when you say an index, though, an index would be would it be investing in mutual funds, or would it be investing directly in the stock?
It is an index. Fund is a type of mutual fund.
Yeah.
It's like a category. It's like if you have cherry ice cream, well, cherry
is the
What's
the difference
the
in, a mutual, in an index and a mutual fund? Because mutual funds have been around for 50, 60 years, long time.
Yeah, an index is a class of a mutual fund. So index funds are all either mutual funds or exchange-traded funds, which is a type of mutual fund.
Yeah, ETFs. Are ETFs, have ETFs fallen into ill repute lately? A little bit?
I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of.
All right. So do you like ETFs on their own? You prefer them as part of an index?
You can get the exact same underlying holdings or stocks in either an ETF or a mutual fund.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get almost like a copy of the U.S. stock market. If you want a mutual fund, that you buy once a day, it only prices once a day. Or if you want to buy an ETF, which is called an exchange-traded fund, those you can kind of buy and sell at will during the day and are typically cheaper in terms of your fee.
Barbara, give us your website, please.
Barbara Friedberg Personal Finance.com.
FrieDberg is how you spell her last name. Tintil. Right back with Barbara Friedberg. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassie. One can
tell. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.